Hello?
Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak with a Mr. James Weir, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hi James, my name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. It's regarding the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for. And you've come through to myself today to get everything put into place for you. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant. So what I need to do with you, first of all, is just make sure that we've got your details on file correctly. And then from that point onwards, what I can do is get your case put into submission for you. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Brilliant. So first of all, darling, I've got your name down here as James Weir. Is there any other names that I should have down for you at all, sir?
My middle name is Thomas.
Thomas? Thank you for that. I'll include that for you, just because the more information, the better chance we've got of locating everyone's file. We've got an email address here for you. It's weirjames63@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you, darling?
Yes.
Brilliant. And what's your date of birth there for me, please, sir?
12th of March, 1989.
12th of 3rd, 1989, no problem. Now, in regards to yourself, before we go any further, I just want to explain to you that we're not clutching at straws today hoping to get your compensation. You will be due back compensation for justice. Our job is just to get you the maximum top end of that, darling, okay?
No, what happened to me? You might need some tissues. Because when I was in a children's home, you know that I was getting battered and stuff off staff. restraint on a daily basis. Then I was put in touch with, when I didn't even have any options in this, when I was in a children's home, I remember the place and everything, and when I was in the place, they put me through, like in touch, well, they put me through a service called the befriending service. However,
the befriending service.
Yeah, and it was through Renfrewshire Council. And then when I was in the children's home, they basically put me in touch with the people that done the befriending service. A man and a lady came to my house, well, came to where I was staying at the time in the children's home. And then it turned out in the end, the man, basically the man that was my befriender sexually assaulted me. And it went on for a very, very long time.
I'm sorry to hear that. What I'm going to do with you, darling, is I've just got that noted on the system so I don't have to have you repeat yourself over and over again regarding that. I'm just going to take your home postcode because it won't allow me to fill in certain things up until I've got relevant pieces of information from you. Mm-hmm. So can I just ask you for your home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please, darling?
Yeah, D58QJ.
Did you say that... Delta Alpha 5, is that Barnsley Road in Doncaster?
No, sorry, Papa Alpha 5, 8QG.
And is that McDowell Street in Johnstone?
Yeah, Johnstone, yeah. I was just...
What
I used to live in Yorkshire, too. Flat D, 1/2.
Flat D, 1/2. Is that McDowell Street?
Yeah.
Flat D, 1/2. Let me just get that down here for you. And you said it's 1/2. And it's McDowell Street, and it is in Johnston. Let's just get that on the file here for you. Now, can I please ask you, sir, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, darling?
So, since I was 6 years old, I've had ADHD, and then from like, see everything that's happened, everything with my health and all that is through the abuse and all that. It's like I'm on tablets now, ADHD tablets for life. I'm in recovery from alcohol, so I'm on the sulfurium, I can't proceed for life. Maybe I've got other medication for the GP, but I've not got them at hand.
Do not worry whatsoever, that's perfectly fine, darling. It's just so I'm fully aware of your situation. And I have got that noted there, which will help me include that onto the impact that it's had on you then, and also now. Now, what I am going to ask you is, whilst this claim's ongoing, what we need to ask you is, for any reason the worst were to happen to you over the next few months, is there anybody in your family or your tight-knit circle of friends that you would be happy for this payment to go to, so we still know that you have got some sort of justice there?
Not at the moment, because I've not really spoke to anyone about it. It was actually one of my brothers that recommended yourselves. He said to me he's got a claim in, because...
What's your brother called?
I would rather wouldn't say, because it's just But he said to me, go with this company, because... they're lawyers and all that, and it's the thing is as well, mate, it's like you can be really honest with them. You don't have to worry about it going back to staff members.
And not only that, you can track your claim with me at absolutely any time. So you will always have me on WhatsApp, and I'm here to guide you through the full process and make sure we get you back every reimbursement that you're entitled to. So I will have you. You'll have me at beck and call throughout your whole process. Now, what I want to let you know is the beneficiary, they won't be contacted or anything like that. That's just so we've got somebody we can pass the payment to, so we know that we've basically given you justice. But you don't need to make that decision right now.
Yeah, I'd make it later on, because I've just got to get it. Yeah, so I'd make that decision later on, but...
Not a problem. Not a problem whatsoever. And like I say, you've got me there at all times to include that or change that, so do not worry. Now, could I please ask you, prior to you being sent into the care system, what area did you grow up in, if you do remember that?
So I was born in I was born in 6F Brown Street, and that was my grand's old house. When I was staying there, it was brilliant, because every day you had to like the train line, so you'd see all different trains, you know, and I like don't get all that opinion. But then, see, when my gran had a good day, but when she had a bad day, she put me through hell, and she was locking me in cupboards, and you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. She would lock me in the cupboards for hours on end, and would beat me like to a pulp, and wouldn't let me go to the toilet, and so I had no option but to pee in the toilet, well, in the corner of the room,
sorry to hear that.
And badly beaten for that. I've seen my sisters, lying next to me with no clothes on, because of my she's just, honestly. And then I went through abuse from my mum. My mum, put me through hell. Smashed her ceramic mug into my skull. I've still got the imprint dent and everything, the scar and all that. Right in the top of my skull, she smashed a cup into my head, bleeding and all that. It was gushing her blood.
Sorry about that.
And then, so she's done so much crap to me. My real father raped me when I was 3, or sexually abused me. Then I was abused at 7 years old. Then I was abused in my 20s. Teenagers' years. So it was 15, 16, and then in my 20s, and then thankfully from my 30s I've been staying away from arseholes like that.
So of course you've been failed from every possible adult that should have been your secure network growing up.
I've been failed big time, because it's everybody was supposed to be there by my side to help me and all that. Then when I got put into the children's home, it was difficult because you were locked in. The doors were locked and everything. It was.
Can I ask you, how old was you when you were first placed in the children's home? How old was you when you were actually taken and placed there?
About 13.
About 13 years of age.
Yeah.
So what
was
there for 2 years. And where is it that they place you, darling?
So it used to be, back in the old days, it used to be called Newfield, but then it changed its name, and it changed its name to Reverend Lee. So when it was called Reverend Lee, I was in Reverend Lee then, and I was even in Reverend Lee with my two little sisters. Do you know what I mean?
How was Reverend Lee spelled?
Rowanlea, and then house.
L-E-A. And prior to that, it was called Newfield House, am I correct? Because I have had various statements about Newfield House already.
Yeah, I don't want to go through it, but the staff used to beat me up and all that. And one of my friends is a teacher, and she's awesome. And she said to me, because me, her and my sister were in my sister's house, we were sitting in the living room, having a cup of tea, and we were on the couch chatting away. My sister said to me, but that's the thing, I'll say anything after what I'm saying, but so my sister said to my friend Kayleigh, our friend Kayleigh, he used to be restrained all the time in the children's home, and she said that should never have happened because you have ADHD. And then
shouldn't
have restrained you anyway. I know, pal, I know. And then see, when I was younger, this is what my sister Debbie said to me, and my sister Debbie, she's my full only blood sibling. She said last year with me, my friend, well, with me, my sister Debbie, and my friend Kayleigh, she says that, do you know, when he was younger, when he was away, he used to be fed butter. I don't know what she meant by that. Every time I think, who's done that to me? Who's fed me butter? And then I was off my mum, my gran, I was hardly getting fed. I was told that until you turn 18, you get your disability living allowance, your DLA for ADHD and autism, because I'm waiting on assessment for autism. And when I was 16, my mum kicked me out of the house. And then I think from 16 to 18 years old, she was still claiming DLA for me.
Sorry to hear that. And then you weren't receiving any of that?
No.
Or getting any help from that?
No. My mum doesn't know I'm on it. So what I said to you, my mum doesn't know that I know. So, yeah.
And again, it's not something that you should have to keep bottled up all your life. And
I know, then I gave 5,000. Then I gave £5,000 £2,500 each to two people that turned out that were abusing me. So it was difficult.
Which I understand that, and I can reassure you throughout the whole process, it'll be private. It'll be private and confidential between myself and no one will know anything. And I'll password protect your account to make sure that nobody can get into your account or find out any information regarding any money. Because I know it's not about the money, but this is now for you to enjoy your life and go and do something that just makes you happy.
That's right. But see, when I say this to you, there was a staff member in Rowanley House, and she was a manager, and her name was Christine Stewart.
Let me just get that down. She was a devil.
She was a manager. Then you had Wendy Harvey. She was a manager as well in the unit, in the children's home. There's two units, Overton and... Oh, she's not there, because I was in both. But there was two units in the children's home. Christine Stewart and Wendy Harvey, they were the worst managers because they were constantly restraining me. They were planning to tell the staff, you were never struggling, that restrain them. You know, but
and how would they restrain you? Like, would you bend your arms at your back and sit on you and things like that?
I had four women sitting, basically on me. I couldn't breathe or anything. I thought I was dying because there was no oxygen getting to my lungs or anything. I says to him, let me bloody go, let me go, leave me alone. And then I spoke to my friend Brian, and me and Brian Mitchell, man, we've known each other for decades, and we were in the same children's home and all that. So my friend Brian sent a message on Messenger, and I've saved this in my phone ever since, just for this. And he said to me, mate, I used to hear you in the children's home and you were screaming, man. And it was so tragic to hear it. You know, and then I was thinking, should I say to my friend, you know, what happened and all that? And then other people might start seeing what's happened in the home and all that. But for me, the staff were just brutal. It was getting restrained every day, getting punished.
Punished.
Yeah, people were nipping at me, and we were showing techniques of the hands. A staff member, Helen Brady, used to bend your arm and your hands you'd be on your hands and knees, you're on the ground, you're on your hands and knees. So many things.
Sorry to hear that.
Getting locked in my room whenever I was bad, but I was never bad or such, because I was never bright windies or anything, do you know what I mean? I had ADHD, they just, who can like cope with that in the 80s? Because obviously back then,
nobody can
No,
especially like you just said, somebody who has obviously got learning difficulties with things like ADHD and things like that, and of course you're not aware of what you've got back then because you're not getting the correct curriculums or the correct advice or help from anybody.
Struggling. Yes, so it's like I struggle with numeracy, reading and writing, and like numbers, mathematics. I struggle. I can't do a tie. I can't tie my laces. Yeah, there's so many things. Everything basically I can't do. Yeah, it's just rubbish. Even the basic things like doing a fishing rod
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, so it's affected my whole life, all the abuse and all that from my mum, my gran, my dad, the children's home, etc. It's destroyed my life. And then, but the massive one when I was 7 years old and being abused, and then being abused off the teacher who was a befriender who I met in the children's home, being abused by him.
So did I get that bit into there? So they had, so when you was in the children's home, and of course they had they then put you in touch with a service called Befriending Services, and it was a man and a woman that would come to the children's home.
Yeah, through the Renfrewshire Council, and the gentleman that came and who ended up being there was a man called Craig Walker. If you type into Google, it comes
up. I think I've had a few people mention him to me in regards to statements previously as well. That name is very, very familiar.
Yeah, he's a maths teacher. He abused me there too, right?
Was he from the Befriending Services, darling?
Yeah, he was a befriender at the time. And then I remember everything he said to me. What he said was, at the time, he was doing befriending services. He was a full-time maths teacher in a school in Renfrewshire. Where Aston Johnson's Renfrewshire. But yeah, so he was like a full-time maths teacher, you know what I mean? And then it was even papers lying. It is like lying about the victim of sexuality. It's shocking.
Disgusting, and you are providing me with a lot of information in regards to this because you are helping me. And like I said, I've spoken to a few people regarding this. They've been named at a deal. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great stuff, I will call you back. I promise you that. Do not worry. Can I ask you, while she was here as well, darling, was food always an option, or do you feel like they deprived you of food?
When I was bad, yeah. When I was bad, they would deprive me. There was times, you know, it's amazing because I don't stay that far. You know, and I just came, like, a walk from there yesterday and passed that building, you know, and it was bad, it was difficult, the memories, you know. But then, when I walked past, I was just always like, you know, remember, whenever I was in that children's home, they were punishing me, they were locking me in my room and all that. I'd find a way of getting at that building and running over the fields. The potato fields where there was no grass or anything, there was no like greenery, it was just all butt with my bare feet and basically in my shorts. That was it. And you run and then try to find my mum. What is that?
Sorry, did they catch you?
No, they could never catch me. I was younger, I'm still correct.
Doing
that all right. No, I didn't do it on purpose. I've done it because I wasn't going to be
in
a place getting abused. I feel safer than the only streets at that time than living in that place. There was even times, this is the hardest part for me, because my ADHD when I was a teenager, and down.
Do not worry whatsoever, I apologise.
No, that's right. When I was younger and they told me I was bad, they would ground me. But when they grounded me, I wasn't able to. And these were great trips, man. As soon as I went to places, I'm like, Satan's You know, I was staying with myself. You were in the wrong, James. You were dying to know that, so you shouldn't have another to go anywhere. But then, I even said to my mum recently, Mum, I apologised for running after me, run to get me, and take me back into the children's home, not a schooling. But my mum's like, don't you, say sorry. You've not to be sorry for it. It's not your fault.
Most definitely, and I just want to give you that reassurance that none of this is your fault in any way, shape or form. You should not be apologising to anybody whatsoever. If anything, they should be apologising to you for the way that they have failed you throughout everything. Like I say, I understand that each parent...
I wouldn't even get that from my mum, to be honest.
Again, and of course, like I say, I understand people learn to forgive and forget and things, but of course, what you've been through, you are a lot better than a lot of people I speak to, where you can bite your tongue and you can have that relationship and build that relationship back there with them, but it's something that you'll never forget, and it's not fair that you've got to put this to the back of your mind, and then now it has been opened like a can of worms. I just want to give you the reassurance that if there's anyone that you need to speak to whatsoever about this, you will have me on WhatsApp at all times. All you need to do is just pop me a message and just say, hi, Billy, do you mind giving me a call? I'll call and have a chat with you as much as you need. I'm no therapist, but of course, like I said, you've made me aware of the situation. I'm aware of what's going on. Even if it's just 5 minutes for you to calm down, get some things off your chest, offload some things, and you'll come off the phone call feeling 10 times better. Do not hesitate to do that. Use me to your advantage. I'm always here for you, so do not worry whatsoever. And like I say, I know it's just words, but I can promise you that and reassure you that I'll be here at any time that you need me, darling, okay? Just as you said earlier, darling, you did say that you have been diagnosed with ADHD and the impact that it's had on you already with, like, things of your mental health that you still suffer with daily, and you are on, prescribed medication for that, and you have been a recovering alcoholic currently at the moment, which I just want to let you know, I am very, very proud of you, because a lot of people, like I said, they're not in a position to even answer the phone call at the moment because they are still obviously stuck into alcoholism or drugs and things like that. So you should be very, very proud of yourself.
I'm proud of myself, but for me it's been 17 months and over a week, but it would have been 2 years that I never touched alcohol. There was a time last year that I had a half bottle of Buckfast. I had 10 mils or 20 mils off the half bottle of Buckfast of wine, and then within 20 minutes I became violently unwell. And then I said a prayer that night, and I said, God, I promise, If you let me wake up in the morning, I'll never do it again. And if his family members cry to me, say this morning.
And again, like I said, it's most definitely just something that you're possibly using to block out things and, of course, control your helping you control your emotions and things like that. It's possibly easier for you to be numb to the situation than obviously sit there and deal with it. And that's totally understandable. Can I ask you, do you struggle to build relationships and trust in people and things like that?
Because when I was thinking, I've had 80% of girlfriends I've had in job, and then friends, I've lost so many friends.
Right.
New Zealand. And about Ireland all the time, how I say, that trouble. And then the people that I've met through the people that have used me, and they were my friends at the time, and I don't see them anymore, and it's all because of these people.
I'm so sorry to hear that. It affects you even still now.
The math teacher who abused me, the befriender, even his husband abused me. One morning, I woke up and I thought it was Craig Walker, and I says, James, I says, Craig, go to your fucking bed. I swear to fuck, go to your bed. I was going to battle the guy. And then it turned out it was the husband did it as well. The husband abused me.
Let me just get that down here for you. So is it Craig Walker's husband?
Yeah, and then his husband, James and Michael.
And his husband, was he called James Walker, did you say?
Yeah, at the time, because they get married, but then before they got married, James's surname was Nichol, N-I-C-H-O-L.
Thank you so much for that information. Like I say, I keep saying I appreciate that, because like I say, the more information you provide to me, the stronger your case will be, and you have given me enough information, and in the most professional way I can say it to you. I speak to a good few people on a daily basis, but most importantly, I've heard that name come up a lot of times, and it wouldn't just be in this situation today. From various different people that we spoke to, I've heard that name over and over and over again, and there's only one reason for that. It's because it was a regular occurrence that he was doing, not just to you, to everybody. And the most professional way I can say it to you, it's going to secure your claim, but most importantly, you're helping other people just the same way the people I've spoke to are helping you right now. Now, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get this case put into submission for you right away. The way that it works is we send it over to them. Now, we have to tell you it'll be a maximum of 12 months in regards to you being fully paid out. But it doesn't necessarily mean it'll be 12 months. You could be paid for 6 weeks. It's just the time frame that they have in regards to giving us this. Now, in regards to yourself, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get your case submitted off for you right away. And we will be updating you within the next 2 weeks. You will get a response. Now, the response will be a full update. Now, the update will be basically us be getting you provided your application number. And as soon as we've got your application number, we can then approach all the local authorities. Once we approach some local authorities and all councils and things like that as well, we have all the evidence we require. Now, we don't have to look through them writing down what they've done to you. We just need to prove that you was within the places that was discussed today. And as soon as we prove that you was within these places, your statement is what we'll make you an offer from. Now, we know it's not about the money, but we will not settle for anything less than what you're entitled to. We'll make sure we get every single penny back that we possibly can. We do also need to let you know that you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government. And most importantly...
I'll just go through yourselves, so if you just have a lawyer know that, because it's easier that way. And then I'll pay whatever it is for the lawyer's fees and that.
Well, I will just let you know that what it is. So it's no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not charge a single penny.
And if it is successful,
which it will be, the legal team will take a maximum of 20%. So if you get £100,000 back, they'll take £20,000 and you'll get £80,000. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah.
No problem. And, of course, like I say, they'll make sure we get that submitted. Now, do you have WhatsApp at all, sir?
I don't have WhatsApp, no. The only way of contact would be through emails or phone or letter.
So what I'm going to do for you, darling, now is I've just, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm sending you a text message over now. Now, the text message will come through to your normal mobile phone, and it will also come through to your email too. Now, all I need you to do is click on the actual message for me, and it will take you straight to a box where it'll ask for your signature with your finger. If you could squiggle in that box for me and press the big blue button next to it, that will be fantastic. Now, what I also require from you is a picture. Sorry, I'll let you do that first, so then I'll get back to you.
I've not had a text message, so...
Might be because I'm on the phone to you. It might come through in a minute.
It says mobile data is not available in this call. So I'll have to do it once the call's finished.
Yeah, I think you might need to be connected to the internet.
Oh, 2 seconds. Right, and the next one. Oh, wait.
Do not worry, take your time.
It's in the Safari webpage, can't open my internet, so it's been up and down all day.
It might be because you're on the phone to me. Do you think that'll be the case?
It's just because it's Vodafone that I'm working with, an absolute nightmare. But if there's anything that you're needing or you're requiring from myself, I can send it to you by email.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop you an email over now from my colleague's email address, and I need you to take a picture of your ID. So ID can be anything from driver's license, passport, provisional. It could be a bus pass. We just need a full picture of the ID for me, please. And we also need a letter. It could be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to have your name, address, and the date on there.
Okay.
So I'll send you an email over now. If you can try and sign that document for me, and what I'll do is I'll call you back in 10, 15 minutes when I've got everything through, just to let you know that I've got it all, and we'll go from there, darling. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, if you can give me a call back in half an hour, then I can...
Not a problem. Now, what I'm also going to do for you, darling, is I'm just going to set a password on the account for you, just so you know who's dealing with your case. If anyone calls you, because Scottish Redress might give you a call and they'll say, we can pay you £1,000 up front now. Now, if you're looking at £100,000 and you accept £1,000 off them, you've stuck them. So just to be on the safe side, is there any word that's rememberable to you that you would like me to use as a password for you where you know who you're dealing with if they call you?
Yeah, my old dog, Sheba.
Is that S-H-I-B-A?
S-H-E-B-A.
Sheba, perfect. So if anybody calls you, you just say, what is my password? And if they don't state the word Sheba, hang up the phone on them. I'm going to send you an email over now for your ID and proof of address. And if you can try and send over to me, get that link returned to me that's on your text message. And I'll speak with you in the next half an hour, darling. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem, James. Not a problem. I'll speak with you soon, darling.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
James, would I be able to send an email from your computer, please? Just for his ID and proof of address. It's called James Ware. No problem. Why, what's your done that brought you buds? So he actually didn't bring the bus. Oh, they're going to be screwing. They licked the, that one. They made the extra slip. Just for you to go on to James Ware, please.
Quiet,
yeah. And just send him an email for ID and proof of address. That's the only bit of like thing that he has. Yes, please. He said that we've already done his brother, but he don't want to mention his brother's name right now. He don't want to let his brother know he's doing it. Like, but I can't find where on my tracker. Are you taking fun of me?
How it's feeling.
Yes, please. Thank you. Why are you making fun of me, Elliot?
Okay, smiling, laughing. Ollie, smiling.
Smiling, laughing. Is that Ricky Daler?
Laughing. You. Misery. please for me.
What was that? I finally had to make it to the wall, didn't I? I just basically got involved with you. You didn't have to, you wanted to. You wanted to. You enjoyed it. He sent me a lead. He's sending each. He said before that he's going to send everyone a lead each Wednesday.
I don't know what I'm doing.